Our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 13. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking with the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is in Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Ralph Blumenberg, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Seymour, Indiana.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text from 1 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. This is God's word. How is your body working today? Some have awakened to the chronic pain in their hips we know as arthritis. Others have a dull headache or a persistent pain in their back. Still others are nursing an injury that may have resulted in stitches or a cast on one of their limbs. Even more serious is when a stroke or injury damages nerves and makes it hard to control legs or arms or mouth. And are you wearing glasses, hearing aids? Do you use a walker or cane? The human body is a marvelous creation when all of its systems and cells work together. When we experience perfect health, we hardly even think about the body. At other times, we are vividly aware of certain members giving us their painful attention. St. Paul did not have perfect health. Famously, this apostle three times asked the Lord to relieve him from the thorn in the flesh that seemed to limit the effect of his ministry. Perhaps as he writes this letter, he is keenly aware of that thorn's pain. He was certainly able to see pain in a body other than his own. He sees pain and dysfunction in the body of Christ at Corinth. Many of us have become quite familiar with the comparison of the church to a body. But if you were hearing that comparison for the first time, it would be striking. Ask someone about a church, and they are likely to come up with an image of a building or a denomination or a group of people. Ask the Corinthians about their church, and most of them thought of individual leaders. Maybe the church that you're a part of has one or more persons that come to mind any time you think of it. They may be very influential in their speaking, their giving, their leadership. The church of Corinth was very gifted in this way. They lacked nothing in wisdom and power, Paul said. They were not just followers. They had strong leaders, strong personalities. And this probably helped them to grow in influence in Corinth. What they lacked were not gifts, but the understanding of what gifts were for. Using the comparison to a body, they were like an athlete with strong arms and legs, but little coordination and skill. They had power and speed, but little discipline. Paul helps them and us to see the purpose for their gifts. There are many gifts, but the same Spirit. What every member of the church shares in equal measure is that the Holy Spirit moved them to confess Christ as Lord. No one confesses that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. They had not become part of the body by their own gifts. They were dead in sins. They had been worshipers of dead idols. They were under Satan's spell. Before Christ, they were lifeless corpses, like every person born in sin. But the Son of God saw their hopeless condition. He took on a flesh and blood body like theirs, like yours, in order to redeem those bags of bones. And all who are in Christ are under new leadership. All who confess Jesus are one body under Christ, the one head. This gift of faith in Christ is worked by the Spirit through the Word and baptism. And these are the ways through which the Spirit continues to build up the body. Individual gifts are given to help the body serve Christ and others, not to elevate some over others. As you think of the group of Christians of which you are a member, it may seem to be in great health, or it may be in some pain. Paul's words can help us. While our physical body is broken down by disease, injury, and age, the body of Christ is broken down by sin and the temptations of the evil one. Satan loves to use jealousy and conflict to cause us to drop out of worship and activity as if to get even. But the predictable result is that the problem gets worse. We are deprived of the healing medicine of the Word and forgiveness. We lose sight of the head of the body, Jesus. If you find yourself in conflict with others in the church, Christ has good news. Where two or three gather in His name, He is in the midst of them. His Spirit can move us to repent of our sins and to forgive those who sin against us. When you pray for the Lord to help you with the pains and problems of your physical body, He hears you. When you pray for the health of the body of Christ, your church, He hears you too. May He bless us to be healthy members, thanking Him for the gifts He gives to others, and using our gifts to honor Christ and serve our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Ralph Blomenberg for this meditation on God's Word.